Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So when there's adversity, there hadn't been a lot of it this year. There has to be a positive response. And after that Iowa whipping last Saturday night, Terry Morin expecting to see the response tonight against Minnesota. But more importantly, after a couple of productive practices this week, the players are ready to respond.
We have to handle ourselves better, and that's me and our staff. Got to be able to adjust, but also execute our stuff. We got to have more pride. We're better than this. Everybody has to look at themselves and know that there's more to give. There's more that we can do. We got to be connected, and we got to help each other. You know, it's one thing, I think, to come from me, but it's more powerful, I think, when it comes from your peers. And so they're very positive.
So a good positive couple of days leading up to game time tonight at 8 o'clock on Peacock for Terry Moore and Hoosiers. The players are ready to respond. The Hoosiers dropped a couple of spots in AP to 16th. Going into this one, Indiana, of course, losing that 13-game winning streak. No softy tonight in the Gophers. They're 13-3, 3-2 in the league. Indiana's won the last six in the series. And again, it's on Peacock tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe knows sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Gary Sims, Edgewood, and the Lady Mustangs shoot for their third in a row tonight over at Eastern Green, a game that was postponed Tuesday due to the weather. Mustangs KO'd rival Owen Valley last Friday at Patriot Hall, 57-43, behind another strong effort from Macy Kreider. She at 21 has scored 45 in her last two. Here, Edgewood sits 11-8, so a win tonight secures a +500 regular season.
Starting to come into play a little bit. You know, we always talk defense when you and I talk, and this team is not the best defensive team we've had. It's a good observation, Joe. We're coming together defensively a little better.
Yeah, and talk a little about Macy.
Starting to get into form a little more offensively, but here's the other thing, Joe. You mentioned rebounds. She had 17 rebounds against Monroe.
Well, let's talk a little about what's on your agenda list.
Well, we're just going to try to keep playing the way we're doing. Moving the ball, that's been a big bugaboo for us. Eastern Green will come after us hard defensively. We know North will. Haven't seen Martinsville play at all, but you know, if we can take care of the ball, Joe, we'll be in good shape.
Edgewood girls basketball coach Gary Sims with me over in Spencer last Friday night. Tip off tonight at Eastern Green at 7:30. And by the way, Owen Valley will host the girls sectional. The IHSA draw will be Sunday night. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.